Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we're going to focus on the scripture just prior to when David faces Goliath. And the thought for today's message is when the devil knocks. You might say, well, Joel, what on earth do you mean by that? Well, when temptation comes our way, we can look at it in terms of that's the devil knocking. Okay, so the question is, when he knocks and when temptation comes our way, are we going to open the door or are we going to leave the door closed? And that's of our own free will, and that's a decision that we make. For if we open the door, we're being disobedient to God and we're letting a roaring lion into our life. But then if we look at the scripture here in 1 Samuel 17, it says in verse 1, it says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shocho, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Socho and Azekah in Ephes-Damin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines." Now, what's happening here is Israel had allowed the Philistines to cross the border and enter into a land that did not belong to them. And they just didn't come in and then go back to where they came from. They came in and set up camp. So what happens is when Satan knocks and temptation comes our way, and if we're not careful and we open that door of our own free will, we open that door and allow that temptation and we fall to that temptation, what's happening is we're allowing, through our disobedience, we're allowing Satan to come into an area in our life which does not belong to him, and we're allowing him to set up camp. And see, and when that happens, we let a roaring lion, as Peter described the devil, that he says that we are to be sober and to be vigilant, for Satan as a roaring lion roameth about seeking whom he may devour. And see, that's what happens when temptation comes our way. He's knocking. He can't open the door. The door gets opened of our own free will, and it's a choice that you and I make. But he's knocking and he's tempting, and it's up to us whether we're going to withstand that temptation or whether we're going to fall to that temptation. And there's no in between here, folks. If we withstand that temptation, our faith grows stronger and we grow closer to the Lord. But if we fall to that temptation, our faith becomes weaker and there becomes a wedge of sin between us and God. And see, here, through Israel's disobedience, through their disobedience, they had allowed the Philistines to come into a territory that did not belong to them. And they, like I said, they just didn't come in for a little while and leave. They came in and set up camp. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do in my heart and my mind, in your heart and in your mind. He wants to knock and keep knocking. And if we fall to that knocking and we open that door to him, he is going to come in and he's going to set up camp. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to have a Goliath to deal with, just like Israel had a Goliath to deal with. And only by faith in God can that Goliath be slain. Now, what happened to the soldiers of the Israelites? And it says in verse 2, "And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. In verse 4, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And it goes on down into verse 8, and it says, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down for me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So what happens is when we open that door to temptation, when Satan knocks and temptation comes in, and we allow him to come in into an area in our life where he does not belong, we have a Goliath to deal with. And in our own strength, in our own power, we become dismayed, we become terrified, fear overwhelms us. Fear overtakes us, fear controls us, and the only thing, the only remedy for that is obedience to God and full faith, forsaking every doubt that we have. For see, if we let Satan come in, Satan is a champion. Satan will He is more clever than we are. He is craftier than we are. Friends, we are no match for him. And that's what happens in our life when we allow temptation, when we open that door to temptation. Now, I'm not implying that we should be perfect. No, we're not perfect. We all have that sin nature in us. But when we let temptation into our life and we fall to that temptation, we are running the risk of allowing a Goliath to come in our life that is a champion over us and will defeat us. And we will become just like the soldiers of the Israelites here when the champion roars and when the champion defies the armies of God. They tremble in their feet and they're absolutely terrified of him and they cannot go nowhere. They can't go forward. They can't go backward. They can't go sideways. They're just trapped in their steps right where they're at, and they're not going anywhere because fear and doubt has them captive. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do to us in our life if we allow him to come into a territory and set up camp that does not belong to him. Now you might say, well, Joel, well, how do we deal with that? Well, that's a good question. That is a great question. Because like I said earlier, we're not free of sin. No, we're not. Because we all have that sin nature in us. We're all going to fail. And we all need to depend on the mercy and the grace of our Lord and Savior. However, we cannot allow Satan to come into our hearts and our minds and set up camp. Because, like I said, he wants to ruin our witness. He wants to ruin our influence. He does not want us to be the salt of the earth. He does not want us to be that shining light for Christ. He does not want us to be those things. He wants to come in. He wants to very craftily and very subtly come in by all his cleverness in a way that we might not see. And he wants to set up camp and just very subtly steer us in a direction that we might not recognize in a way that's away from God. But we have to be able to discern that. But see, the Israelite soldiers, they were putting their faith in Saul. They were putting their faith in Saul, and they were putting their faith in themselves. And friends, when you and I try to put our faith and our trust in another man and try to handle our struggles in our own strength, friends, we will fail. Fear will continually have us captive. Doubt will continually have us captive. Satan will have us captive. Our faith will never grow. Our faith will never mature. Our influence for God will never be worth anything. So what we have to be able to do and realize to do is say, wait a minute, Lord, I have sinned against you. I have allowed Satan to come in. He set up camp in my heart in a place where it does not belong to him. Lord, by your strength, Lord, by your grace, Lord, by your mercy, I need you to be able for me to overcome this Goliath that's in my life, that's completely dominating me, that's completely robbing me of my joy, robbing me of the joy of my salvation, robbing me of the reality of my salvation, robbing me of my fellowship with you. Lord, I have sinned against you. Lord, I need your grace. I need your mercy. And Lord, I need your strength. But then we also need to realize that we have to put aside all kinds of sinful doubt. We have to put aside all kinds of sinful doubt. You might say, well, Joel, doubt's not sinful. Yes, it is. Doubt is sinful. It truly is. For friend, if you're born again, if you're truly a child of God, if you're truly born again and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you cannot deny the works that God has done for you in your life. And if we go through a time period in our life where we doubt what God has done, yes, it is sinful because we cannot deny what he has done. We must accept what he has done in our life. We must trust what he has done in our life. And we must walk by faith by what he has spoken and done in our life. And we must set aside all sinful doubt. We must set aside all childish things. And we must learn to glorify the righteous God that has saved our souls from a devil's hell and walk with him in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For we have to learn to set aside all sinful doubt. It really is. Doubt is sinful. When we're denying, when we know that God has done things in our life, when we know that God has spoken to our heart, when we know that God has assured us of things in our life, and we continue to doubt, friends, that is sinful, that is rebellion against God, and it is not pleasing, and Satan will continue to have us in the bondage of doubt and fear until we realize the sinfulness of our doubt and we set it all aside. And then by faith, we can overcome that Goliath that's in our life and we can mature more to be more Christ-like, be more of a shining light, be more salt of the earth for Christ's sake. But as long as we answer the door, when Satan knocks, he will continually set up camp in our life. And our witness will be destroyed. But friends, we must be like that little boy, David, that went to the brook and picked up the 5 smooth stones. And by faith, a childlike faith, faced this giant called Goliath. And through the power and the mercy and the grace of God, that Goliath was slayed. And friends, the same can happen for us in our life, but we must set aside all sinful doubt. We must, in order to overcome. So that's what I mean by when the devil knocks, through temptation, through the vehicle of temptation, we best not answer because we will be letting a roaring lion in. So that's the message today. I hope something has been said that's a help to you. I'll be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.